Hi, friends. Neil Douglas Klotz here. I'm very happy to tell you a little bit about my new book, Revelations of the Aramaic Jesus, coming out October 1st. First, I'd like you to go on a little journey with me. Imagine yourself sitting on a hillside pasture facing a teardrop-shaped lake, a warm afternoon breeze blowing at your back. You're facing a person before you who's speaking inspired words and radiating the most powerful atmosphere you've ever experienced. As he continues to speak, the sounds of nature become more alive around you. Within you, colors and images appear and then become more vivid. You feel love and the courage to become more hopeful. Suddenly, you begin to feel what the purpose of being a human being could actually be. Now, what if this person told you not to have faith in him, but to have the same faith that he did in the source inspiring him? What if he told you not that you needed to save your soul by believing ideas about him, but that you needed to allow your soul to save you by trusting it? What if he told you that to be blessed meant to be ripe, that is, to fulfill your unique purpose in life in this time, in this place? Or that truth is not out there somewhere, but found within your own heart, what allows the light of your soul, which he calls Rucha, to shine through it? What if this teacher were not some preacher, therapist, self-help guru, but Jesus as he was before Christianity? I know, hard to believe, but these are some of the things I've found in 40 years of work looking at Jesus' words, the Aramaic words he must have used, that is, through his own native Middle Eastern language, and the way that that language viewed the world 2,000 years ago. This view clearly shows what Jesus actually meant, and just as importantly, it reveals the actual spiritual practices, prayers, and meditations that he offered to his listeners. I mean, really, prayer and meditation is the same word in Aramaic. I've gathered all this work together, expanded it, integrated it in my new book, which I've mentioned, Revelations of the Aramaic Jesus, coming out October 1st. You can go to the book's website for more information. Maybe you're already there. You'll find a short sample. You'll see what other people have said about it. And of course, you could order it too. You'll also find there three more short videos where I talk about who the book is for, why we should bother with all this, how I stumbled into this work, and what the book contains. Watch out. Also, I'll be doing some more online events and interviews in the next 2 months before the book comes out, so watch for those too. Thanks for listening. I'm very grateful for this work. It's changed my life. It untied many inner knots I didn't even know I had just from growing up in Western culture. I've seen it do the same for many other people around the world. Find out how, simply by hearing from Jesus before Christianity. Bye for now. Take care. Om Devaya.